Today on Gardening in a Minute, the benefits of houseplants. Many people grow plants indoors for the beauty and warmth they add to the home. But did you know that plants also have many health benefits? Research shows that they reduce stress and improve our attitudes. Plants can also stimulate our brains, making us more creative and productive. But the perks of houseplants aren't just mental. Caring for plants can help lower your blood pressure. Plants have a calming effect, and they certainly brighten up a gray day. Besides giving off oxygen, indoor plants can help clean the air, reducing dust and absorbing chemical fumes given off by plastics. Some, such as English ivy, are especially good at cleaning the air. Place your houseplants where you spend the most time to reap the most benefits. For more information about the benefits of houseplants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bulbs for fall. Bulbs aren't just for spring and summer. They can also add a splash of color to your landscape as it cools in the fall. Several kinds of bulbs can be planted in autumn in Florida. Unlike tulips and many other bulbs, these bulbs don't need to chill before blooming. The gladiola produces tall spikes of large blossoms in a rainbow of colors. It can be planted anywhere in the state and will bloom within 3 months of planting. For Central and South Florida, try Society Garlic. This grassy-looking plant sprouts clusters of delicate lavender flowers. Amaryllis, with its large funnel-shaped flowers, is commonly planted in containers in late fall for holiday color. All of these plants are easy to grow and make great additions to the fall landscape. For more information about bulbs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, ornamental peppers. Ornamental peppers are great hot-weather bedding plants that thrive in Florida in the autumn. Ornamental peppers are compact, reaching 10 to 20 inches in height. Their size, interesting foliage, and attractive fruit make them ideal plants for a container garden. You can also place them in borders or use them as a ground cover. Ornamental peppers produce colorful fruits from May through fall. The fruits come in a range of colors like red, purple, yellow, and orange. Many varieties of ornamental pepper also have attractive foliage. Plant your ornamental pepper in well-drained soil in full sun or partial shade. Despite their name, some ornamental peppers are edible and tasty, but many are very spicy, and people without a sturdy palate will enjoy just looking at them. For more information about ornamental peppers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, camellias all winter. Camellias are a familiar sight in shady southern gardens. Sasanqua and Japonica camellias come in whites, pinks, reds, double, and single flowers in sizes from 4 to 20 feet tall. The Sasanqua types bloom as early as November, while the Japonica types begin flowering later. Many gardens have at least one well-loved camellia, and a single plant will produce flowers for several weeks. But you can select a few different varieties, instead of just one, to extend the color in your landscape from weeks to months. When purchasing camellias, research the bloom times of varieties for your area or carefully check the plant tag. Purchase several different early, mid, and late season camellias. Selecting camellias for staggered flowering times should give you color all season long. For more information on camellias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, canning food. Canning food is a great method for saving seasonal food for other times of the year. You may can all kinds of fruits and vegetables, from tomatoes to pumpkins. The produce can be from your own garden, the grocery store, or a produce stand. The two methods for canning are the boiling water bath method and pressure canning. The boiling water method is appropriate for making jams and jellies, but pressure canning is the only safe way to can vegetables. When canning, it's important to use foods at the peak of their quality and be sure to follow the strict canning procedures specified for your product. Before eating your canned foods, look for any signs of spoilage, and remember, canned foods can be as nutritious as fresh produce. For more information about canning, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.